ChooseYourExcuse.gov. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it is pretty safe to assume that some of those issues are not issues that China wishes to speak about and the president brings up because they are important to our standing in the world and our relationship with the Chinese, and I expect him to continue to do so. This is, again, we have a cooperative but a competitive relationship with China. As in many bilateral relationships, we see the benefits of that, and we understand the difficult challenges that lie ahead.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air as we look in this hour at the visit of the Chinese president or premier, leader of China anyway, coming to the United States. Preparations being made. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs there, who's still sticking around even though he's going to leave fairly soon to help run the re-election campaign for Mr. Obama. There, he focuses on a number of issues that he said have to be worked out between the two countries. The Chinese President Hu Jintao arriving in the U.S. for a four-day state visit, peppered by U.S. complaints about Beijing's currency policies, but sweetened by $8.5 billion in business deals announced during the visit. Analysts are calling the visit the most important by any Chinese leader in 30 years, given China's growing military and diplomatic influence, its emergence as a world economy, the second largest economy, as a matter of fact, and that will be part of our discussion here in this hour of the countdown. You can join us at 800-510-8255. The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, admitting that distrust lingers between the U.S. and China, she hopes that these talks will lead to transparency.
I would be the first to admit that distrust lingers on both sides. The United States and the international community have watched China's efforts to modernize and expand its military, and we have sought clarity as to its intentions. As Secretary Gates stressed in Beijing this week, both sides would benefit from sustained and substantive military-to-military engagement that increases transparency. I know that many in China, not just in the government, but in the population at large, resent or reject our advocacy of human rights as an intrusion on sovereignty. But as a founding member of the United Nations, China has committed to respecting the rights of all its citizens. These are universal rights recognized by the international community. So in our discussions with Chinese officials, we reiterate our call for the release of Liu Xiaobo and the many other political prisoners in China, including those under house arrest and those enduring enforced disappearances, such as Gao Xircheng. We urge China to protect the rights of minorities in Tibet and Xinjiang.
800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Our focus here in this hour, the relationship between China and the United States and the visitation of the Chinese leader. What do we expect to get out of it? What do you think of the Chinese? Do you think we ought to be trusting them? And for those of you who buy lots of things at Walmart, how about the business that we do with China, the continuing problems that we have with their products? Here is Connell McShane from Fox speaking with author Gordon Chang. Chang says it's time for President Obama to play hardball with the Chinese leader.
How should President Obama handle this, in your view?
Well, I think that he's handling it all the wrong way. He's pursuing Hu Jintao. He's giving him a state visit, 21-gun salute, state dinner. That's just making the Chinese more arrogant. And as they become more arrogant, they become more difficult to deal with. It's like high school dating. You know, the more you pursue the girl, the more she pulls back.
Well, it's interesting because I remember when I talked to some people in China when I went there last year, and they were saying that early in the Obama presidency, he took some of the wrong steps in doing the opposite. In other words, his meeting with the Dalai Lama, in their view, was a mistake because it was taken the wrong way by the Chinese leaders and what have you. But you're saying he should go backwards and act tougher as opposed to be conciliatory.
Yeah, President Obama met the Dalai Lama in, I think, February 2009 or something like
right.
that. You know, before that, Secretary Clinton sent out a very conciliatory signal. And essentially what happened is the Chinese became very belligerent right after it. Jeff Bader, National Security Advisor, sent out another conciliatory signal. November 2009, President Obama had this incredibly bad summit in Beijing. And that's after that, then President Obama
took the Dalai Lama. Take on Chinese arrogance as you see it. How do you do that?
Well, there's a number of things. You just sort of treat them like an ordinary country. In other words, we have all of these ongoing dialogues with the Chinese. We treat them specially, you know, and we're creating these perverse incentives because the Chinese act badly. Well, we reward them. So they continue irresponsible conduct. We reward them still more.
Ordinary, quote unquote, ordinary countries own as much of our debt as China does.
But that I don't think really is a weapon because you got to look at the way the global markets work. You know, the Chinese have been threatening to dump our debt since August 2007, and they never do it, and they don't do it because it works. Because if they dumped our debt, they got to buy something. They got to buy euros, for instance. That's going to drive the price of the euro up, and the Europeans then got to buy dollars to bring the currency back down.
So at the end of the day, is it fair to say that China still needs us far more than we need them? Is that how you view it?
In 2010, what happened is 140% of their overall trade surplus related to sales to the United States. That's up from 90.1%, which is an already stupendous figure from 2008. They're becoming more dependent on our economy, not less.
All of these things said, I still don't see the title of your book coming through anytime soon, The Coming Collapse of China, or maybe I'm missing something.
Well, I think that they've, you know, certainly got a roaring economy, but it's going out of control. You see a lot more protests in China today, and the government is becoming much more chaotic, as Secretary Gates found out last week when he was in Beijing. It's a real problem there in China, and that's why they want the legitimization of this state visit.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
On The Countdown, we mostly present both sides of the issue as we can find them. Talk radio, talk television, the political side. So we have Fox, and then we have MSNBC and hear from NBC Dylan Radigan speaking with economist Richard McGregor about the benefits of having a trade war with China.
To what extent are we denying, though, that China already is hurting us? In other words, this argument that, oh, my goodness, if America starts a trade war, it would be terrible, to me anyway, rings hollow if you look at the already ongoing trade practices in which China has already declared a trade war. That without the U.S. trade surplus, that immediately China would go into a deficit, and without the currency rigging, the tariffs, and the lack of reciprocity, they wouldn't have the trade surplus.
Well, it's certainly true that China manipulates or manages its currency. That's absolutely true. But to my mind, they're building up a big problem for themselves. Look at it from China's perspective. I mean, one sits in the U.S. and you look at all the money that China has built up, the so-called foreign exchange reserves, which largely come from those great trade surpluses you talk about. That looks like a war chest from the U.S. within China. It's in many respects a great burden and a great sort of a product of their mismanagement of their currency. And I think they are going to be forced to fix that. And I think the currency will become less of a problem in U.S.-China relations. It's other things that matter. It's subsidies in China. It's theft of intellectual property rights. It's the way that Chinese companies are favored over foreign companies in government procurement. I reckon they're much, much bigger issues, and they're the ones that the U.S. really has to get stuck into if it wants to get a level playing field in China.
And so let's say the U.S. was to address all or any of those issues. You say that to address those issues unilaterally, we would shoot ourselves in the foot. Walk me through what you would anticipate would be the disruption in China and the disruption in the U.S. of demanding reciprocity, better market access for U.S. companies in China, for instance, or threatening a tariff of some kind on the currency to the extent to which the currency is below whatever the market value of the currency might be.
Well, it's very simple. You put on a 25, 35, 40% percent tariff on Chinese imports, then your iPod, the toys you buy your kids, sheets, beds, furniture, electronics, all the things that come out of China are going to go up by that amount in price. Now, Americans may want to hit back against China when they go into Walmart and find prices are up 45%. Will they be so enthusiastic? I'm not so sure.
From CNN, Ali Vilshi, explaining how some U.S. companies see China as an opportunity.
This week coming up, Chinese President Hu Jintao comes to Washington on an official state visit. He'll meet with President Obama at the White House. No doubt discussions will center around the tough issues between our two countries, like trade deficits and exchange rates. Now, it is a commonly held view here in the United States that China's spectacular economic growth in recent decades has come at the expense of America's growth. China's lower manufacturing costs have given it a competitive edge, giving us cheaper priced goods for Americans to buy, but a generation of U.S. factory workers have lost out in the process. Now, there is a flip side to the China story that is starting to emerge, especially now. China's growth is fueling a growing middle class in that country that will be just as eager to spend on goods and services to better their lives the way Americans did. And U.S. companies are taking notice, including U.S. automakers. General Motors, the same company that got a bailout from the U.S. government almost 2 years ago, sold 2.4 million vehicles in China last year. 2.4 million vehicles. That's 200,000 more vehicles than they sold in the United States. And China's appetite for cars is only expected to grow. Ford increased its auto sales in China by 40% in the same period. Now, most of those cars were manufactured in China for China's domestic market, but the fact that once troubled automakers can have a go in China and succeed was unthinkable just a few years ago. And stronger growth abroad should give those automakers and other companies doing business in China, well, it should put them on more solid ground here at home. So the issues that divide the U.S. and China are real, but I believe the equation is changing. China's future economic clout is an opportunity for U.S. investors as much as it's a threat.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to listen in, get a formula in your mind as to what the issue is, and speak your piece at 800-510-TALK. It is one of the interesting things about our country. We can find arguments, we can find issues, we can find things to talk about. And at the end of the day, we wonder, okay, why is it that we have these disputes? Why is it that we have these disagreements? We all worry that China is going to overtake us. Well, they're overtaking us by using the money that we give them in trade to build powerful weapons, to take advantage economically of some of the other people that are in the area, their area of dominant influence in Asia. It just seems kind of strange. Here's radio host Alan Laudell speaking with Newsweek's Melinda Liu. They discussed the importance of this meeting between leaders of the U.S. and leaders of China.
Melinda, I almost see two schools of thought on this. So one is that the Chinese and the Chinese leader, by definition, aren't prepared to concede very much to America because they're in the driver's seat. But another part suggests that you're getting different centers of power in China, and Hu Jintao doesn't have the authority that some of his predecessors had. Your sense of that point?
I think that last point is very valid. Basically, Hu Jintao is a sort of a transitional figure in that earlier we all knew the charismatic revolutionary figure model, Mao Zedong, and then Deng Xiaoping, his successor, who launched these dramatic economic reforms. But now we're more into the sort of the bureaucratic or technocratic or even apparatchik mode of a consensus figure, Hu Jintao, cautious, you know, more like a CEO, who presides over a committee, which in this case is the seven-man Politburo Standing Committee, and they make decisions through consensus. So he has to be very careful because he doesn't have either the personality or the political support to be as decisive and autocratic as his predecessor.
Is it that the Chinese system then will, for the foreseeable future, have these competing bases of power and that no one could, again, command the authority that some of the earlier ones did?
I think you've made a really good point. I think the system itself is fast reaching its expiration date because this is this is basically a modification of the old Soviet model, and we know what happened to that. I think what we'll see among Chinese leaders is a gradual, what is supposed to be a gradual transition towards more Western style or global style leadership. You know, we'll be seeing more transparency compared to the current really opaque leadership machinations. We'll see more glamour, like the man who is slated to be China's next leader actually has a celebrity wife, for example, something unheard of, you know, in recent years.
Let me ask, you have some on the right, you've got some on the labor left and others who castigate this administration, and frankly they castigated previous administrations for, to them, kowtowing to the leaders in Beijing, worried about offending Chinese leaders, for example, by meeting famous dissidents and so on.
Yes, I think we've got, I think on both sides, in other words, Obama on the U.S. side and Hu Jintao on the Chinese side, both will be looking over their shoulders at the hawks in each country. You know, Hu Jintao is probably weaker in many ways because he's only got another year or so to go as the top leader in China, and he desperately wants to stay, you know, on top of things and not reveal any vulnerabilities that the hawks in China can take advantage of.
Understood. So if you could, in just a few seconds, what achievement or accomplishment, if any, might make headlines following the summit?
What we'll almost certainly see are billions of dollars, if not tens of billion dollars, of new deals. These are always part of China-U.S. summits, and I see nothing different in this. I think that the key thing to watch is whether we make any demonstrable progress in terms of reviving and institutionalizing communications between the two militaries.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vadini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
As Jamie Meltz, the executive vice president of Asia Society, he explains to CNN's Elliot Spitzer why the meeting between the U.S. and China is of critical importance.
The United States' relations with China have deteriorated rapidly over the last year. We all know the names of these incidents, Google, Chonan, Yongpyong, the J-20. You could go on and on and on. The South China Sea, rare earth minerals. We could spend all of our time talking about these things. Both of these leaders need to start to turn this relationship around. It's such an important relationship. So on President Obama's agenda, first, jobs, jobs, jobs. Growth in the American economy. The American people are starting to worry about globalization, trade, relations with China, and President Obama needs to push for greater U.S. access to the Chinese market, more Chinese investment here. He needs to push for more intellectual property protection for U.S. and other international corporations and others inside of China. And obviously, the currency issue is critically important. It's hard enough for low-end producers to compete with China, but if China's currency is undervalued at 20 to 40%, that really will kill everybody else, a lot of the other low-end producers around the world.
Here's the problem I see with all this. The agenda is exactly what the agenda was when the president went to the G20, when he went to South Korea to negotiate the South Korea trade treaty with South Korea. He's come back empty-handed so far.
Right.
Why is the dynamic, why is the negotiating leverage that he brings to the table any different now? So why should the Chinese give him anything more than they've given him in the past, which is virtually nothing?
Yeah, 2 points. I was in Korea at the time of the G20, and it was really disappointing because President Obama went with a medium hand, and we, the United States, played it very, very poorly. It felt like China was playing chess and we were playing checkers. And if you go back before then, when President Obama visited China in 2009, that trip was a disaster. And all of the images were set up by the Chinese to put us in a very poor light. What's different now are two things. One is the U.S. government has really gotten its act together on its China strategy. You've seen over the last week, you saw Secretary Gates in China making some very strong focus statements, then going to Japan after visiting China. You saw Secretary Geithner, Secretary Clinton. It's clear, finally, that the United States has a message. And what it is that on one hand, the United States needs to get its act together. But on the other hand, we have very clear expectations for what we want China to do and what we need China to do. And the second thing is that the United States provides a lot of global goods that, because we've provided them for so long, everybody takes them for granted. And the rest of the world is starting to think about what would it mean if America stepped back.
All right. So we're focused here on the U.S. and China. The Chinese leader arriving. Again, tense times between China and America. President Hu, I think, isn't that they call him Hu or Hugh? It's Hu, visiting the U.S. And we chuckle about that. They probably chuckle about our names as well. The big screen in Times Square, news media outlets all around the country featuring Chinese celebrities in a big commercial. The message, hello world, here we come. That's the Chinese daily newspaper's message this week for America and Americans. China already, I think, for most of us is here, fast rivaling us, and it upsets a lot of Americans that the Chinese are doing as well as they are. And one wonders, again, out loud, why it is that you're surprised. We've been buying their inferior goods for years and years and years, thus giving them the opportunity to do what they do, and that's take the money and run, in essence. There's half of the Americans that were surveyed last week by the Pew Center, believe China is now the leading economic power. It actually is number two, and it's far, in reality, far, far behind us. The perception, though, reflects on China's fast economic growth, as well as economic sluggishness in the U.S., politicians, manufacturers charging China's rise at America's expense. And that's probably, as I've suggested, yeah. That is what's going on. Bob Casey from Pennsylvania, the senator there, says that they will greet the president of China by proposing legislation that would impose stiff penalties on countries like China that manage their currency in a way that harms ours. Everything they do is about them. They are narcissists, and we think we are not. They blame China's currency manipulation, which they say keeps Chinese goods in the U.S. inexpensive, makes U.S. exports to China more expensive. Hello. They've been playing this game for a long time, and we sit and take it. We sit there and say, we want to do business. Or we have big businesses like Walmart that keep pushing and pushing and pushing to do more business with them, and that's good for them, but it's not good for the country. Walmart is not good for the country. Chinese products are not good for the country, but yet we continue to buy them because they're cheap. The president of China is the Communist Party leader as well, playing down the conflict in an interview with one of the U.S. News networks. There are people who think we are in a Cold War, the Cold War mentality with China, threatening good relations. China's pursuit of economic power is at the root of the buildup of military capabilities, and Defense Secretary Gates has raised questions about China's motives for pouring billions of dollars into offensive weaponry. Again, many in America say that they've been trying to figure out a way to beat us down for years. One of the things about the currency that you don't understand, or that many people don't think about, is the fact that the Chinese economy is not rooted. America's, if we can draw this analogy, America's the economy that we've had here has been built over centuries of strength and growth, and so it has deep, deep roots. In China, they don't have deep roots. They have lots of cash, but the foundations of their economy does not go down anywhere near as deeply as ours does. So as China is viewed as more assertive by some of the Western nations, there are people who I think that this is a healthy way for the international economy to go. And there are some who just say, yeah, if it's good for our business, then it's good for everybody. And I'm not sure that that's the case. There are points of contention during this week. The meeting will focus on North Korea. The White House wants China to rein in North Korea. There is going to be a focus on Iran. China has been lukewarm about enforcing nuclear weapons sanctions against Iran. There also is going to be a discussion about the military. The Pentagon wants closer military ties with the People's Liberation Army. And as far as the economics are concerned of our relationship, the situation I've discussed already here, getting into markets. There was a request by a bunch of U.S. newspapers to have an interview with Hu, and he said he'd answer questions. So if you send him some questions, he'll give you written answers, and that's what he did. He cited the joint goal of building a positive, cooperative, and comprehensive China-U.S. relationship, a phrase also used by the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. We, quote, should respect each other's choice of development path. That may be difficult when it comes to human rights, however, for America and the American president. So all of the things that are being focused on this week as the Chinese leader arrives, and our focus is on your calls now and our relationship. What do you think about our relationship with China? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
How clean is your tap water? Well, according to recent news reports, the water right out of your tap may contain levels of prescription drugs, recycled sewage, and other chemicals that are just bad for you. Some get filtered out, some don't. Now, from Aquasana, there's a new way to get great tasting and guaranteed healthy drinking and bathing water for your entire house for less than $800 with a whole house water filter system. When you shower and bathe in clean water, you'll notice softer skin and hair in 1 week, guaranteed. Learn how you can have clean, healthy water for your entire house for less than $800 or 12 easy equal payments. Call today and save $200. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. Or visit showerfilter.com.
14 before the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the visit to China of the Chinese leader and what it means in terms of relationships. You know, there always is a lot of hoopla around, these meetings, and sometimes something comes of them and sometimes not. If you didn't hear earlier, to kind of give you a stark reality, General Motors sold more cars in China last year than they did in America. What does that tell you? 800-510-8255. Robert calls from Detroit about our relationship with China.
For working Americans, I think our relationship with China has just been devastating. And it hasn't really benefited the Chinese people, too, the working people of China. Again, this system, China has just morphed into this strange sort of combination of this totalitarian state that treats its people in just an egregious manner, as well as the environment, and basically threatens the national security of our own nation. At the very same time, where we have this just laissez-faire capitalism going on at the same time, it's very, very just an unnatural Frankenstein, and it's really, really difficult for a democracy such as ours, where you can't exploit the people, that you, that awful things that happen to the people do not just go swept under the carpet and never get heard about. So what would make it better, I think, first off, would be the recognition that they are manipulating the currency in such a manner. You know what? I'm all for fair trade, but this free trade idea is just, I think, not in our economic best interest and not sound fiduciary policy for the nation. What I'm saying is that we don't get to compete in China on an open playing field. Let's take CAT, okay, the people who make Caterpillar. We can't make those Caterpillars here in the United States and then ship them over there. China insists that they be made there.
800-510-8255. Moving on, Johnny in New York, China and America compared.
Good morning. It all comes down to economic policy, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but this is we weren't indoctrinated by the media. This is something that we've been pushing for the world for decades. The United States has been the leader of this world policy of a global economy. I mean, it's almost been done at our hands. The problem is now that we have to compete, because in the 60s and 70s we didn't have to. Basically, that's what China's doing right now. They're doing what we did 40, 50 years ago, and they're beating us at it. While we're in these wars and we're fighting and we're invading, they're investing in new industry. They're investing in new ports. They're looking for new natural resources. They're doing everything we did 40 or 50 years ago, and we're getting beat up at our own game because we're not doing the right things. We have to start to develop new, what everyone's saying, but we're not doing it. We have to develop some new green technology. We have to develop new products. We have to be the leaders. We can't sit back and get in these wars and fight over every little thing while they're just taking us to lunch. Economically, they're putting plans in the way we used to do. And
one of the things that is pretty interesting here is that everything that is sold that comes from an American company has to be built over there. The cars, you're just talking about Caterpillar, that sort of thing. Gerald in Nevada, with a focus on America and China.
I think everybody's making a bunch of sorry excuses, saying all they can do is buy Chinese-made goods. There's still plenty of USA-made goods that can be bought. I'm glad people are finally starting to wake up. A couple years ago, you wouldn't hear any talk about, you know, how bad it was that China was making all our products, because everybody still had jobs at the time. Now that everybody has no jobs, people are starting to use a little more common sense. Here's a couple websites. You want to buy USA-made products? MadeInUSAForever.com, iBuyUSAMade, AmericansWorking.com. You can also find them at various retail outlets throughout your local area. You just got to look for them. Check the label. You know, unfortunately, I had to buy my kid a couple Legos, and I think they're made in Finland and Canada. But everybody else's Christmas presents this year was made in the U.S. I spent more than last year. This year was a little better than last year, and I made it a point to spend it where I make it.
Yeah, good idea. You can do it if you care. If you don't care, then you're helping China. That's the way I look at it. 51 after on the countdown.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour. Your call is continuing at 800-510-8255. China's leader begins his visit, including a state dinner for the first time in 13 years. President Hu apparently felt snubbed by the lack of a state dinner when he visited George Bush 5 years ago, and it's hoped that tonight's dinner will help smooth things over between the two nations. What, just because we didn't give them a dinner? What kind of childish foolishness? Yeah, I didn't get a dinner. 800-510-8255. Yeah. All right, Pete's in South Carolina. What are your thoughts on this, Pete?
You know, I'm hearing the same recurring theme. Business, not being able to do business in China. We're not exporting enough because our manufacturers are moving overseas. But, you know, when I see China, I see a communist country who has no discernible rights when it comes to the environment. People have no rights. They use their people in order to make money for the state. And if I'm China and I want to grow my country, the first thing I want to do is take advantage of countries who worship a dollar, who are into capitalism, because, hey, I can compete. I have no barriers in my country. I can do what I want. I don't have to care about intellectual property. And then I can dictate terms on my own soil, which is exactly what they're doing. What I don't understand is why our government has allowed this to happen and why they continue to ignore policies that will bring us more online. I mean, if we're going to compete with the rest of the world, we have to think about our best interests. We cannot compete against countries, you know, like I said, who don't care about the environment or people or human rights, and, you know, don't care about educating their people. Well, you know, you're talking about a communist country again. They do not care. That's their way of thinking. In my opinion, there really isn't anything we can do until we address the fundamental differences between us. Until they value human life, until they value the rights of their own people, I really don't see what we can do.
Well, Hillary Clinton has certainly been very critical of the Chinese and their human rights records. It's William in Louisiana up next with a focus on American companies.
Morning, Caterpillar. That's a perfect example. Caterpillar should have told them, no, we're not going to let you do that. If you want to buy them from us here. China, you know, they're tough negotiators. And what they do is they stand their ground. You know, they forgot about World War II, how we came over there and protected them against the Japanese. They forgot all about that. But then in Korea, they did what they did. But the Chinese, you know, of course, everything they sell is cheaper because their labor is so much cheaper. I don't buy anything but American goods. I pay more to buy whatever's made in this country if I can't find it. And I don't buy anything from China.
That's the attitude. That's the right attitude, I think. Tim, you're in Illinois with something to say.
At some point, the United States diplomatic corps needs to be bluntly honest with the Chinese government as to how the relationship has to exist, and to quote Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. It worked with the Soviets. I think it's going to have to work with the United States and China. Well, I think the issue of human rights has been an ongoing issue, not just with China, but with other countries. The U.S. has pushed that issue quite hard. The military side of, I believe it was the Secretary of Defense that alluded to the fact that they needed to have, in times of crisis, a direct military-to-military contact, and at the moment, that does not exist. And as China has rustled swords with international treaty obligations, I believe it's 200 miles off their coast, they don't want military maneuvers going on. That's international waters, it's saber-rattling, and direct military-to-military contact between the leadership, I believe, would be essential in a case where you're playing brinksmanship.
All right, let's get a couple more quick calls. Rick in Delaware, let's hear from you, sir.
What most people don't realize is even if something is manufactured in the United States, most of the parts that it's built from are made in China. We don't really have the ability any longer to make the steel parts, to make the aluminum parts, to make the magnets and all the other things that go into the products. So no matter what happens, a lot of the parts that build the products come from China, because our manufacturing is all in China now.
Eddie, you're last.
Good morning. I'd like to mention the trade deficit in China's effect on it. The media has indoctrinated us for years on free trade. What was the first 150 years of our existence in the United States? The government financed all the revenue from tariffs. Every 24 hours daily now, our country loses $1.5 billion to the trade deficit. Bilateral agreements with 131 trading partners is not feasible. Only a 20% tax on all U.S. imports will stop the bleeding in this country.
It is that we reap what we sow. I go, sir.